things he's focused on is just the very simple idea of having water in the soil in the fall. So he's always created his maps based on soil moisture in early November. We don't know how much snow we're going to get at that point. We don't know how much rain we're going to get this spring either. But stored water in the fall is money in the bank, as Les would say. We have dry areas in Western Canada. We can't forget that. But last fall, we actually went into the 2024 crop with better stored soil moisture than we've had for a number of years. We had reasonably good rains over a good portion of Western Canada in the fall. We've had a number of snowfalls which have afterwards melted into the soil. And we still have plenty of time for snowfall and rain before we plant the 2024 crop. The big problem in Western Canada right now is runoff. We need to have some snowfall to create runoff for water sources for farm families and for cattle and other animals and for irrigation systems that are quite empty right now. So we need that. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, in terms of topsoil moisture, we're not really any worse off going into 24 as we have been in for many years.
There's a lot of talk about drought, a lot of talk about tighter margins. Is there a danger of just becoming a little too negative and being afraid to spend money on in hopes of getting a good crop?
Oh, sure there is. If you plan to fail, you'll fail. If you plan for high yields, that's when you'll achieve high yields at least some of the time. We have to recognize in Western Canada that drought is part of our landscape. It is what it is. We've had many, many droughts in Western Canada, and despite that, our average yields have continued to increase over recent decades. Drought will affect some corner of Western Canada on an annual basis. We need to use every drop of water that we have in Western Canada efficiently and be realistic in our expectations in terms of drought. But we have countered the effect of drought with better crop management practices, and in the end, we would like to see perfect rainfall every year in Western Canada, but that's just not how it is, and we just have to make the most of what we have.
The snow that we just had here, I think they said 18 centimeters in Saskatoon. How significant is that? And of course, that doesn't solve the whole problem, but how much would that, you know, help in the big picture?
Well, it helps. A lot of what we get in from, depending where you are in Western Canada, quite a bit of what we get from here on in is going to largely lead to runoff. But that's still, we need to have runoff to fill the water sources across Western Canada. This subsoil moisture, the dugouts, the irrigation reservoirs, the lakes and streams, we need to have that. It's still going to help. Some of it will enter the soil. We are in conditions right now because of the frequent melting this winter that a lot of the surface soil is frozen, so it's going to be a bit more difficult for the soil to take up any extra water, but it's still going to help us. And any bit of snowfall contributes a lot to yield for the next harvest.
So there's enough moisture to start a crop in pretty much every area?
Pretty much every area. Again, it's only February. We have a few months here yet, and drought really never really sets in until June. I mean, as long as we can get a crop started, we have plenty of time yet for snowfall and rainfall to help supplement the soil moisture. It just comes down to that recognize that if you're a little bit of topsoil moisture, don't waste it. I think most Western Canada has enough topsoil moisture to at least get things started. And some areas are obviously better than others. I think that farmers are aware of what they're facing on their own individual farm in Western Canada. We're all hoping for some more snow and more rain for 2024.